Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 235.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast at TerryWilson3.com. Listen, do you have a business, a product, a good, or service that you'd like to sell more? One of the best ways that you can help your clients get more of what you sell is offer easy financing, a way that they can break down this big payment or this big cost of product into monthly payments like of an installment plan and get it to where they can pay it off anytime they want. And that's why I recommend CashMutualStore.com. If you've got a product, good, or service that is $500 or more, it is easier to sell those products when you can say, hey, you can get this for as little as $19 a month. You can get my top package, which, like, for instance, on us, we've got a top package that's $25,000, but we can break it down in payments for like $400 a month. It's easier to sell high ticket items and products of any value when you can break it down and make it easier for your client, your customer, the person you're calling on to be able to get. And here's the thing, they don't have to have perfect credit either. CashMutualStore.com will actually lend to people that has a FICO score of 525 or better. Now, if it gets below that or around that area, sometimes they're going to offer them some high interest rate loans. And you got to make a judgment call whether that's the right thing for them. And you want to be an advocate for your client. You want to be in their corner. You want to do what's called fiduciary responsibility. You know, coming in and saying, hey, this might not be the best thing for you. If they're all of a sudden wanting on a 90-day or 120 day note and high interest and stuff like that, you have to be wise there. So, but for people 525 or better and helping you sell more of your products, goods, and services, and if you have a product, good, or service that's going to help them increase their money, increase their business, increase their livelihood, then hey, you know, put this, pay $19 a month for first couple months, start making the money and pay it off. That's how we use CashMutualStore.com at TerryWilson3.com. A lot of times when people are wanting to onboard with us and use one of our marketing systems or our platforms to start building their business, you use them, they will help you out a lot. Now, if you've got clients that have bad credit, send them to TerryWilson3.com/credit repair. That's TerryWilson3.com/credit repair. They can help them as in little as 30 days. I've seen people have their FICO score raised almost 100 points. Now, that is an extreme. That's not the norm. That's not the average. It takes a little longer most of the time. But these guys work PDQ. I mean, they really do a good job for the customer and can help them get lending for businesses and buying inventory and products and services and things of that nature to help reinvest into their business and help them get going. So send them to TerryWilson3.com/credit repair, or you can go there yourself. If you've got a FICO score, it's a little weak and you're paying too much on credit cards, you're paying too high interest on your home loans, your car loans, or anything else, you know as well as I do, the best way to save money is have better credit. So go to TerryWilson3.com/credit repair. And finally, if you would like a way to get unlimited leads, I'm talking names, I'm talking telephone numbers, cell phone numbers sometimes, and I'm talking email addresses, go to TerryWilson3.com/leads. That's TerryWilson3.com/leads. I will show you how for literally $1, you can try out a system that I use all the time in my business. For $1, we give you a 7-day free, or not free trial, but for $1, you can try out for 7 days. If you decide you want to keep it, it's only $55. I'm telling you, and you can get as many leads as you want, turn around and resell them. If you're an agency owner and you've got agents working, selling insurance, selling real estate, selling whatever it is you sell, you can download as many leads and sell them off for $2-3 a piece and definitely recoup and actually make money. Okay. So go to TerryWilson3.com/leads if you're looking for a way to get emails, telephone numbers, and names that are targeted. You can say, hey, I specifically want insurance agents, Atlanta, Georgia. It'll give you their name, number, and email address, and you could, you know exactly. Because sometimes you can't, you can't target people with a demographic list if it's, it's based on interest. You know, if they're, you know, in this particular genre or they're looking for this particular product. There's no way to really just go out to USA Data or one of these data companies or Melissa Data and just buy a list. All they can do is give you demographically filtered age, income, zip code. Well, they don't tell you if they're an insurance agent. It doesn't tell you if they're interested in sports or religion or whatever. But using this service, using this system will, and it does it a lot cheaper than going out and buying these data lists. So go to TerryWilson3.com/leads. I promise you, you won't regret it. Now, today I want to talk to you about something that I can sell you a tool. I can sell you a product. I can sell you a training system. I can sell you all kinds of different marketing assets and things that you need, and you legitimately do need them in your business. But one thing I can't sell you, I can't even give you, but I want to encourage you to have, and that's courage. Stay encouraged by staying in courage. We live in a negative world. Negative Nancy is on the march. She's not just happy enough that she's miserable. She wants you miserable too. And so sometimes it is a job. It is almost, you need to put this as, you know, task number one in the morning. Before I call people, before I email people, before I speak to someone, you know, I just had a day yesterday that one person ruined my entire day. I hate to admit it, but they got me off course because they irritated me so much because of the things that they were saying and doing and really not being honest and truthful. And it took a lot of my time. It took a lot of my resources. It took a lot of time of the people here at the company. And it was just one bad apple, you know, caused a ripple effect with two or three people. And so it got me thinking this morning, you know, that just shouldn't be. I know better than that. But, you know, that's life. That's business. And you can have the best product. You can have the best pitch. I mean, you know your product. You can pitch it well. You can tell them this is what it does. This is why it's going to be good for you. But if you don't have a positive attitude, an attitude that is shielded against discouragement, then all the greatest products, the tools, the systems, the software, everything that you can get to grow your business is for nilt, because it all starts with you. You are the key ingredient. You are the secret sauce to your success. And so you have to take care of you first before anything else, before you learn a technology, before you learn a marketing system, before you learn a new product, before you, the greatest thing, the greatest advice I could give anyone, and I speak to myself, is keep yourself encouraged by staying in courage. And I want to give you 10 ways that you can do. Number one, have an attitude of expectancy. You will get what you expect most of the time. You know, it's amazing. I tell people all the time, you always see what you look for. If you look for bad, you will always see it. But if you look for the good, you will find the good. I know this sounds hokey, guys. I know it even sounds, you know, sort of oversimplistic, but it's so true. It is a psychological truth. You will always see what you look for. Psychologists call it projecting. You project things onto other things and people. You know, it's very easy to tell where people are coming from a lot of times just by listening to them explain how they see things. Because 9 out of 10 times the way people see things is what they project things to be. So always expect the better. Always expect good. Have an attitude of expectancy. I expect it to get better. Because I promise you, if you do, opportunities will open up even through the challenges, even through the discouragement, even through the things that are negative. If you will expect, where is the good in this? You will see it. And as you see it, you bring value, because value comes from you simply doing one thing, solving a problem, solving an issue, finding a pain point, and creating a solution for it. But if all I'm doing is seeing the problem, I'm never looking for, I'm expecting to see results, I'm expecting to see something better, I will never see it. And if I don't see it, I haven't solved the problem. If I haven't solved the problem, I have not created value. And if I do not create value, there's no money to be made. There's no influence to be had. There's no impact that I can give. So always expect better. Have an attitude of expectancy. Number two, take control over what you can and stop worrying about the rest. You know, there are some things in life, there's some things in the world you just can't control. So why worry about it? You know, Washington, D.C., Fifth Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue are going to do what they're going to do. It is what it is. You might like it. You might love it. You might hate it. It's irrelevant. The question is, how are you playing the hand that you're dealt in society, in the political atmosphere, in the economical atmosphere, in the marketing atmosphere? That's what you need to be looking at. What can I do in this situation to bring value? And quit worrying about the things that you can't, because you can't control everything. Number three, read and listen to positive information. I'm going to tell you something. You are the sum total of the five people you hang around the most. If you find yourself constantly down and out, negative, discouraged, irritated, whatever, look at the people you hang around and you allow influence you the most. Get in front of positive thinking, positive attitudes, positive experiences. And if it's not close to you, put some earbuds on, listen to podcasts like this and others, because there, I'm telling you, there's more to life and there's more to experience than what is just right at your doorstep. There's way more. There's way more, and you can have more. Be with positive people as often as possible. When you can get in front of real life people and not have to just watch them on a webinar, hear them on a podcast, see them on TV, find the people around you that are positive and try to hang with them. Those are the people you want to be with. Number five, speak positive affirmations, not just to yourself, but to everyone. Be so positive that people want to be around you. There's just something about people that are positive. They attract positivity. They attract the best out of people. Even when people are negative, even when people, their natural disposition is just like, nah. When you're positive, it's something, it speaks to their better angels, and all of a sudden they rise to the challenge. So speak positive affirmations, not about just yourself, but to others and to yourself. You need to hear positive affirmation. And if that doesn't come from anyone but yourself, then let it be. But you got to speak positive about yourself and others. Number six, learn from your mistakes instead of repeating them. Oh, that's a big one. There are no mistakes. There are no problems. There's no issues in life as long as we learn from them. The moment I stopped learning from what happened is when it really became a problem, when it really was an issue. But if everything I touch in life, even if it doesn't work out, is a teachable moment, like yesterday, the guy that just wore us out because he was so, he was an idiot. Let's just put it, the man was just dumb as a brick, as we say in the South. I've learned a couple things. I've learned, you know, this step here and this step here. I'm going to modify some things. I mean, we can't completely isolate ourselves from stupidity, but dadgummit, we're going to do our best to keep them at bay. And so even in that process, I'm saying, okay, what can I learn out of that? And one of the things is a big lesson I'm going to learn, not just in the business, the practical sense of my business, but also just like, you know, I'm just not going to spend as much time, energy, and effort as I did yesterday, tomorrow, on the next person that's just like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know what I'm saying? Just going to stay away from them. Number seven, make a plan. I'm going to tell you something. Most people do not have a written agenda, what I'm going to accomplish today, what I'm going to accomplish this week, what I expect to accomplish this month. If you aim for nothing, you are sure to hit it. I know it's oversimplistic, guys, but be proactive in your day, in your time. One thing I've learned about time, especially in time management, if you don't manage your time, other people will for you. And other people are just content with giving you all kinds of busy work to do, things to worry about, things to do. Now, God love my wife. I love her to death, but she will allow people to run her ragged sometimes because she can't say no. And I'm probably the extreme the other way. I enjoy telling people no. I enjoy saying no. That's, you know, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And I make a joke about it. But the point is that she's a good-hearted person. You might be a good-hearted person like you, want to save the world, want to do everything for everybody all the time, but you can't. In the way that you can manage your emotions, your ability to be effective in every area of life is to have a written agenda, written plan saying this is the way we're going to do things and just go after it that way. Number eight, celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrate them. I'm telling you, if no one else celebrates your accomplishments, no one else celebrates you landing that deal, no one else celebrates you closing that sale, no one else celebrates you building that product, good, or service, if no one in your family or around you understands the implications of what you just did, at least you need to and celebrate it. enjoy. I like what I heard someone else say, and I used it the other day. Someone's giving me a hard time online, says, you know, I really don't like some of these posts you're putting on Facebook and social media. And one of them says, Terry, I just don't like you. And I says, well, you know what? You don't have to like me. I like me. I really like me. And that's the only thing that matters. And you need to have that same attitude. Encourage yourself. Stay encouraged by being in courage. Number nine, build a support team. That goes back to being around those positive people. You know, wisdom comes from a multitude of people around you that you are allowing to speak into your life. Allow good people to have good thoughts and speak to you in ways that will build you up and not tear you down. And number 10, rehearse your victories. When you have a victory, rehearse it in your mind how it happened. You know, North Carolina Tar Heels just had a redemption game this past week and finally came back and won the national championship. But it was because they rehearsed something that happened a year ago where they lost and should have won. But that's okay. They used that moment to say, it's going to inspire me. It's going to motivate me. It's going to keep me looking forward and not back. That next year, which was this year, it's going to be different. And so they rehearsed, we can win. We have won. We're going to win. And they keep that in their mind. So listen, stay encouraged by being in courage. You can do it. Build yourself up, even if no one else will. Be your biggest fan. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.